You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Higher education has responded to U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos's proposed changes to Title IX rules. Secretary DeVos wants to implement a, quote, workable, effective, and fair system that she says would do more for survivors of sexual assault and be more fair to those who are accused of sexual assault. The American Council on Education, which is the major voice in Washington for higher ed, submitted a 33-page response to the proposed changes. Joining us now is Terry Hartle. He's Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the organization. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
How did this proposed change to Title IX come about?
Well, Title IX was actually enacted in 1972, and the government has not issued any regulations around it since that time. In 2011, the Obama administration, through administrative action, imposed a set of requirements that colleges and universities had to follow to address sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, and sexual assault when it was occurred on campus. There was never any sort of public discussion about what the administration imposed. They just said, this is what you have to do. Now, the Trump administration entered office and said, we don't think they should have put those requirements in place in that fashion. These are legally binding. The public, all parts of the public, the survivors, the accused, the institutions, need the opportunity to comment on regulations so that we can develop the most effective ways to proceed. So the Trump administration withdrew the Obama-era guidance and has embarked on a process to put formal regulations in place. This is the first step in that process.
Your group calls parts of these proposed Title IX changes problematic. What are your chief concerns about it?
Biggest concern with the draft regulations is that they would ask colleges and universities to become courts. They want colleges and universities to develop student disciplinary processes that mimic what would happen in a legal setting. These are not courtrooms that we run. These are student disciplinary actions. So we're concerned that the legalization of this process imposes requirements on us that we are completely incapable of delivering on.
I was reading a report from the Chronicle of Higher Education, and in it notes you call for the flexibility to treat different cases differently. Why is that important?
Well, sexual assault cases are among the most difficult, challenging issues that come before colleges for student disciplinary action. In most cases, there are conflicting stories about what happened, no witnesses, no evidence, substance abuse, and often a considerable time lag between the incident and its actual reporting to colleges and universities. If all sexual assault cases were identical, it would be easy to develop a single process that would work equally well for all of them. Unfortunately, there's an enormous range of variation in the way these cases present themselves, some of which are virtually impossible to sort out, some of which are more straightforward. So being able to tailor our disciplinary processes to the facts as they present themselves in a way that supports the survivor and is fair to both parties is something that's very important.
The letter indicates the Department of Ed should work with colleges to prevent sexual abuse and harassment, not work against them as some institutions feel the Obama administration was doing. But in this state, we've been watching the horror story of how Michigan State University allowed a serial predator to go on to molest girls and women for a couple of decades. Why shouldn't the Department of Ed investigate allegations of mishandling sexual misconduct cases?
Oh, there's no question that the Department of Education should and will investigate mishandling of sexual assault cases by colleges and universities. What happened at Michigan State is an absolute tragedy. It was a combination, I think, of human errors and an unwillingness to act. The Department of Ed has already begun an investigation, and there will be a considerable day of reckoning for Michigan State with the federal government in the months ahead.
So this was a particularly egregious case, but why wouldn't you do that in any situation where there was an accusation of mishandling?
Well, they do it in any individual can file a complaint with the Department of Education over a potential violation of Title IX. The Department of Education conducts a preliminary investigation before deciding whether or not to open a full investigation. At the end of the day, what colleges and universities want is the best possible administrative framework to support the survivor, to be fair to both parties, and to clearly understand the federal government's expectations on the institution. The vast majority of colleges are desperately anxious to do the right thing. The government can help with an appropriate, clear, comprehensible administrative framework, or they can complicate that if the requirements are complex, confusing, and vague.
In the view of your organization, what is the proper balance for these colleges and universities you represent?
I think the key issue for us is clarity of expectations and a regulatory regime that helps us support the survivor, be fair to both parties, and address these cases in a timely way. The vast majority of colleges and universities desperately want to do the right thing. The cases are inherently hard because of the way they present themselves. Substance abuse often involve no witnesses, no evidence, different stories about what happened. Figuring out what actually happened can be enormously difficult. We need as much clarity of expectations as we can get, but we also need the government to clearly recognize when colleges have unambiguously acted in good faith to try and resolve these cases. Dealing with sexual assault cases is something that colleges and universities must do. There is no dispute about our obligation to address these when they present themselves. The question is, how can we do it most effectively, and what federal policies will make that happen?
Terry Hartle is Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs of the American Council on Education, a group which lobbies Washington on behalf of higher education institutions. Thanks for taking the time to explain your positions on this.
Delighted to be with you. Thanks for having me.